I'm sure that all of us woke up on Friday morning devastated to hear the news of the downing Malaysian flight MH17 and the shock of the realization that this act of violence, hatred, and terror had resulted in the death of 298 people, and of course 28 of them being Australian. The incomprehension of how something like this could happen, how there could be such acts of violence. On the same day, we also heard the continuing reports of the Israeli offensive against the Palestinian territory of the Gaza Strip, and of course the images of those four young boys who were killed by an Israeli airstrike. At the same time, we began to calculate the cost of that conflict and the more than 270 Palestinians who have died over the last few weeks and the one Israeli soldier. Where is God? Why isn't God doing something in the midst of this hatred, this violence, this terror? Where is God? Why isn't God acting to prevent these kinds of tragedies from happening? Of course, the other side of that is if we expect God to step in, to act in this sovereign way, in these great and grand gestures, well, where would be the limit? Do we want God also to step in and to punish immediately us whenever we have a bad thought, whenever we recognize this presence of evil in our own lives? Do we want God to provide his judgment upon our own hearts and our own lives? The three parables that we're given today in our gospel, I think, begin to provide some answer to these questions. Because at the heart of them, all of them are about this sense that we need to have patience. Patience with ourselves, but patience with the reality of evil that lies around us. Just as those two seeds are allowed to grow and to come to life side by side. Because darnel is a very common weed, a poisonous, noxious weed there in the Middle East. And in its first stages of growth, the wheat and the darnel look exactly the same. It's only when the wheat comes to maturity and grows taller, and then with the ear of the wheat begins to be able to be recognized very clearly for the wheat and the darnel, for the poisonous weed that it is. But that sense that God says, no, let them both grow there. Even though the darnel will be sucking the life out of the wheat, even though the roots of the darnel will interfere with the proper growth of the wheat, it's not an ideal situation. It's not as if God says, you know, it doesn't really matter. He says, no, it absolutely matters. But there is this necessity for patience, this requirement that we allow things to take their proper task and to come to the completion. The truth is that there will be this day of judgment. The truth is that human history is not simply circular, but human history, according to the Jewish understanding, the understanding adopted by the Christian church, is that history has a trajectory. History is moving in a certain direction towards its ultimate goal and fulfillment. And we're part of that journey. We're part of that whole experience. And so in the midst of all that, we need to continue to have patience. Just like the little mustard seed. So pathetic, so small, so innocuous, and yet so capable of such growth and life and maturity. It's been said, you know, when is the best time to plant a tree? And the obvious answer is 20 years ago or 30 years ago. Well, when's the next best time? Right now. Sure, it'd be great if we could go back into history and change those events that led to such hatred and violence that we see manifested and acted out today. But every one of us has the chance today to plant that seed and to grow that life, to be the instruments of new hope and possibility today. The third parable provides perhaps a really striking example of that. We're told just that small amount of yeast in these three measures, a massive quantity of wheat, enough not to feed just a family, but a whole village. And that little amount of yeast is enough to bring new life and growth and change and the proper functioning of that wheat to become the bread that we're able to consume and eat. That is what we're called to do. The truth is that God loves goodness so much more than He hates violence. That God loves any action of ours that is more like the action of that good seed, slowly beginning to grow and to mature and to come to life. Yes, God hates violence. God hates evil. God hates all dysfunction and addiction and all things that lead us to a life that is not complete and not fulfilled. But He loves goodness. He loves life. He loves virtue. He loves any attempt that we make to open ourselves to His message and to His goodness so much more. And today we're given the choice. Today we're invited. Will we be the darnel that grows up and chokes the life of those around us? Or will we be the good seed? Will we be that wheat that cultivates within us this desire to life, to goodness, to feed the world, to challenge injustice, to be the people that call to life the whole of the world? The choice is always ours. We can be the seeds of life in the kingdom, or we can be the seeds of destruction. So what will we be today?